Musica Jubairo, un podcast consotac du studio ETC. Novo episodio, nova viagem. Hoje encontramos o Wael, vocalista do grupo Yeti Pop. Fala-nos de multi-identidade, sem reivindicar raízes, da música libanesa e do som da trompa francesa, do encontro com músicos em Lisboa, graças à língua árabe, do folk americano e à importância de ouvir as palavras das canções.
A big bar.
Okay.
I'm Wael.
I'm in the band Yeti Pop. Yeti Pop is a band that was formed in Lebanon, in Beirut, in 2016. But we only actually released our first EP this year and our first single last year. It started out with me and my bandmate Adrian, who actually is still living in Lebanon. So I'm here, and there's actually our percussionist who lives here as well, Jad, who also is a big part of writing, and you know, he was like kind of our third person, but we actually are seven people. We actually had a concert at Bota and a few other places around Lisbon in September, which was great. And so it was the first time we played in over a year, and we got to do it in Lisbon. It was the first time we actually played outside of Lebanon. I honestly wasn't expecting, like, in Europe for an audience to be like they were in Beirut, very, like, receptive of new music, of things you hadn't heard before, just, like, enjoying. The thing is, if you just heard the music and maybe didn't listen to the lyrics, you would just think, oh, it's just energetic and fun. But the lyrics are always commenting on something about society or humanity or these things that's just, yeah, it's a bit cynical. One of our songs was actually made because of a story that my uncle had told me from the Civil War in Lebanon. And usually in Lebanon, the way I present it is that way, and present it in a comedic way. But because in Lebanon, unfortunately, people are used to war. They're used to these things. Even people who are not from Lebanon, once you move there, you end up being so engulfed in the already existing society. Everyone's just kind of like, you know, we might die tomorrow, so let's just live every day to its fullest. And let's joke about everything. So when I'd make that same comment, that same joke on stage, everyone would just laugh. Here, crickets.
Sticks and stones to break their bones. Ha!
I'm actually American, but, you know, my family is Lebanese. And I did live in Lebanon for 15 years, so I'm very much a product of these two different countries. Adrian is Canadian. Even though he speaks actually Arabic fluently now because he's been living in Lebanon for 11 years, English is just our language. Lebanon is a trilingual country. It's Arabic, English, French. And almost everybody speaks all three languages. Mm-hmm. And most people actually speak English and French better than they would even speak Arabic a lot of times. So it wouldn't be an abnormal thing to find any band from Lebanon deciding to sing in a language that is not Arabic. Here, I also don't feel like it's very abnormal. I'm finding a lot of people actually decide to sing in English. I actually joined a band called Orange Moon here. Yeah, it was funny. I just randomly met this guitar player, Daniel, in the street because he actually heard me and a group of people speaking Arabic. And he was just like, oh, hey, he was intrigued. And he came over and then we found out that we were musicians and then we ended up playing. Funnily, that's how I meet most musicians, just randomly like that. I mean, I play the trumpet as well, and that's like in Yeti Pop and in the band Orange Moon that I play with here. But the French horn is, I've found that now and historically, trying to put it into other music is very difficult because it's a very, trumpet's easy. You get it, it's the sound carries, it's a piercing thing. It's French horn is, it's a blending instrument. It's warm and beautiful, but it gets kind of hidden away. You're going to laugh, but so in elementary school in the U.S., where I grew up, in fifth grade, you have to choose an instrument. You have to do it for at least 1 year. And it's funny because I was very reluctant because I was just like, I don't want to. I didn't really like, at that time, I didn't, feel the musical bug. And I saw the trumpet and I saw that it had three buttons. And I was like, okay, that looks easy. I got one and we started playing and it was not easy. It was not easy at all. And honestly, I almost quit music after that. But then there were some relatives. We had relatives that played in the San Francisco Symphony that came and visited. And they asked me, like, why do you want to quit? Why do you want to quit? And I'm like, it's just hard. I can't. She keeps telling me to do this and I think I'm doing it and not. And then they literally just, I don't know, they did something. They said something. They're like, well, listen carefully. Try this. Do this. And something clicked in my brain. And then I got it. And immediately after that, it was just like that spark just hit. And then I was like, okay. And then I went from being the worst player to the best player. There is actually a main difference between the two countries in presenting your music. Lisbon, everyone wants to hear original music when they go out. In Beirut, everyone wants to hear covers. I found it strange coming here that, oh, you want to hear originals? That's great, because that's the difficult thing in Beirut. It's if you write your own music, it's not that simple because you can find a lot of work as a gigging musician if you go and play at pubs and go and just sing a bunch of covers. I think I can easily do it more with Beirut than with Lisbon right now. Again, learning, but for Beirut, here's the funny thing though. It would have to be a song in Arabic, and you'd have to actually like at least translate the lyrics to get it. But it would be a Ziad Rahmani song from the 70s that he wrote. He was a very revolutionary writer and wrote a lot of very cynical songs about war.
هالايام اللي وصلنا له قال انه غني عم يعطي فقير كانه المصاري قشطت لحاله عايدة نتفي وهيدا كتير حلوة دي حلوة دي حلوة دي تعجن في الفجر
شو هالايام
عم يعطي فقير قال
كانه المصاري قشط لحاله عهيدا نتفي وهيدا كتير حلوة دي
حلوة دي
حلوة دي تعجن في الفجرية
بيقولوا لك من عرق جبينه طلع مصاري هالإنسان طيب كيف هيدا وكيف ملايينه وما مرة شايفينه عرقان مش صحيح الهوى غلاه
شو هالايام الهوى غلاه قال انه غني عم يعطي
فقير. I grew up with Lebanese music at home. I played, I was very fortunate to play with a lot of Lebanese artists as well when I was in Lebanon. I very much enjoy it, but it never felt like it influenced my music. Not in the way that I sing or even in the style. I don't know, maybe my perspective is weird too, because I feel like I don't necessarily have a connection to anywhere. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because again, growing up in the United States, nobody looked at me and was like, oh, you're American. Or if I'd say I'm American, they'd be like, where are you really from? Like, America. And then in Lebanon, you know, people would be like, you're American. They wouldn't look at me as Lebanese. So yeah, I don't know. I just, that perspective of needing to feel rooted, just never had that, so.
But with a very good sound system. Yeah, Lisbon's like a big cultural workshop.
Yeah,
I see.
Kind of,
like
yeah.
It's a place where people...
Sem raízes, mas ligado ao mundo inteiro. Lisboa também nos oferece isso, a possibilidade de mergulharmos numa cidade do mundo. Passeando pela Rua Maria, entre cafés trendy e boutique vintage, recolhemos algumas dicas sobre onde ir para ouvir os melhores DJ e bandas, mas sem as multidões de Londres ou Berlim.
Maybe you have you heard about Oito Maria? Mm-hmm. It's a very nice venue. Alta Cena just opened last year. Lisa just opened last year. Then there are other associations that they have like really good parties. Arasa Studios, Planet Amanash, Higher Ground. So for such a, like, in, let's say Budapest has like one nice club. Okay. It's not even club, I would say, just the space.
It lacks culture.
Yes, yes. And here, now you find these clubs and spaces that are, you know, really open and they have a really good understanding of the current musical trends and who are the best people to bring here, you know? So I'm impressed. Like, I'm honestly impressed. That even on a first day night, you can go out here and you find a really good artist playing for you, and it's not overwhelming, because I used to live in London and sometimes going out there can be overwhelming, be in the queue for hours and
like,
you know,
Berlin.
Like Berlin, yeah. Which is it's really huge on the music scene, and they have all the big artists playing there. But it's a different kind of vibe. It's more exclusive, you know. Here's more inclusive, I would say.